This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, Jordan C. Hayden, Movent Appellant versus State of Missouri, Respondent, decided May 23, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District, 1 in Division Jordan C. Hayden, Movent Appellant, v. No. SD 38441, filed May 23, 2025, State of Missouri, Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Wright County, Honorable Elizabeth A. Bach, Judge affirmed Jordan C. Hayden, Movent, appeals the trial court's denial of his amended Rule 2915 motion, seeking to vacate his convictions and sentences for one count of the Class B felony of second-degree assault under certified 65 DARS Yards 52.3 and one count of the Class E felony of resisting arrest under FER 575-150. One Movent alleges that both his trial counsel and appellate counsel were ineffective for failing to properly litigate Movent's persistent misdemeanor offender status. Finding no error, we affirm. 1. Unless otherwise noted, all rule references are to the Missouri Supreme Court Rules 2021, and all statutory references are to RSMO 2016. 2. Factual background and procedural history. Following a jury trial, Movent was convicted of resisting arrest and assault in the second degree. These convictions stemmed from an incident in which Movent, who had been stopped on suspicion of drunk driving, assaulted a police officer and broke his jaw. Movent was found to be a persistent misdemeanor offender because of 4 prior convictions. 1, a February 2012 North Dakota conviction for driving while under the influence, DWI. 2, a 2012 North Dakota conviction for driving with a suspended license, DWLS. 3, a 2015 Arkansas conviction for DWLS. And 4, a 2018 Arkansas conviction for DWLS. Because of his persistent offender status, Movent was not eligible for jury sentencing, and the trial court sentenced him to 15 years for assault and 4 years for resisting arrest. Movent appealed, alleging the trial court erred in determining that he was a persistent misdemeanor offender because his 2012 and 2015 DWSL convictions did not qualify as A or B misdemeanors under Missouri law because they were first offenses, and the 2018 Arkansas DWSL conviction could not be considered because it occurred after the date of the charged offense. Under plain error review, this court affirmed the trial court's judgment in State v. Hayden, 648 SW3D 148, MOAP SD 2022. On direct appeal, Movent did not challenge the trial court's determination that his February 2012 North Dakota conviction for DWI qualified as an illegal act under Missouri law. Hayden, 648 SW3D at 157. This court reasoned that, due to Movent's separate August 2012 DWLS conviction in North Dakota, Movent's subsequent 2015 Arkansas conviction constituted an A or B misdemeanor because it qualified as a second violation of Missouri's driving while revoked statute for purposes of the persistent misdemeanor statute. Hayden, 648 SW3D at 157. Because Movent had been found guilty of 2 or more offenses, committed at different times 3 that are classified as A or B misdemeanors under the laws of Missouri, the February 2012 North Dakota DWI conviction and the 2015 Arkansas DWLS conviction, the trial court did not err, plainly or otherwise, in finding that Movent was a persistent misdemeanor offender. ID Movent timely filed a motion to vacate, set aside, or correct the judgment or sentence under Rule 2915, alleging, in part, that Movent's trial and appellate counsel failed to properly litigate Movent's persistent misdemeanor status. A hearing on Movent's motion was held on August 2, 2023, where post-conviction counsel attempted to ask trial counsel about Movent's prior convictions. Post-conviction counsel, there has to be 2 of them, and they have to be A or B misdemeanors. Trial counsel, yes. Post-conviction counsel, states Exhibit 1, which is Exhibit 6, is that a prior out of North Dakota? Trial counsel, yes. Post-conviction counsel, and is that for driving or an actual physical control of a motor vehicle? Trial counsel, yes. Post-conviction counsel, So that's similar to Section 577.10, which is driving while intoxicated in Missouri, right? Trial counsel. Yes. Post-conviction counsel. However, North Dakota also includes having physical control. Is physical control required for Missouri? Trial counsel. Not under the statute, no. Post-conviction counsel. Movement has been found guilty of something that was not illegal in Missouri. 4. The state objected, arguing that post-conviction counsel's attempt to impeach trial counsel under the authority O.